not so used to public speaking where I walk around. The subject of tonight's sermon is praise and worship. I'd just like to read from 2 Chronicles 20, starting in verse 17. I don't know if people are familiar. I think most of you are familiar with the story of Jehoshaphat. It's awesome time in the Lord. And I read from I love the Amplified Bible. So I'm going to be reading from that. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your positions. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. And some Levites and the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and believe, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy priestly garments as they went out before the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And when the Lord began to sing and to praise the Lord, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were self-slaughtered. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord showed me a long time ago when I was listening to Joyce Meyer's teaching on the battle belongs to the Lord, that we have to get into our positions and we have to praise and worship him. That's why we start service with praise and worship. We are a people of praise, as Pastor Kim spoke about on Sunday. We are of the tribe of Judah because we are children of the Most High King, Jesus our brother, in the root of David's family, from Judah. He is the Lion of Judah. That's why we go out first singing, and I praise him and thank him, and most of all of you know how much I love music. And that's one of the reasons that I have asked the Lord tonight to really let me be able to say this in a clear way without offending people. But I really want us to be a people of praise. And when the music starts, I really want everybody from the bottom of my heart to be in one accord with the music. Whether we're singing, whether we're sitting and just praising God, sitting there just praying, or whether we're dancing, that we all give him the glory in and of that time. The word praise in the Vines Dictionary, hallel, which, hallelujah, literally, from the Hebrew, it means, let us praise Yah, God. But we use it as praise the Lord. And in Psalms 113 through Psalms 118, it's called the Hallel, which is prayed at Passover. Oops, overshot that. I don't know if you've ever read, those are the Psalms that are read during Passover. Those are the Psalms that Jesus prayed, especially at the Last Supper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. That's just the start of it. And when you get through to Psalm 118, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And this brought me back to a dream I had, I would say, approximately 4 years ago, before we left Grace Church, the building. And in the dream, I saw separate rooms. And in one room, I could hear people singing, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And in the room that I was in, I was by myself, and there was such an oppression, and I was trying to get to the other room. And it seems like no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get to the other room until I started singing, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And maybe to me, that's why that phrase has meant so much. Because in the times of battle, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. For what does the Lord say in 1 Thessalonians, which we were just studying a couple of weeks ago? Rejoice in all situations. Give thanks to the Lord for everything. And that's one thing that Pastor Kim has taught many of us in our times of trouble, in his counseling. What does he say? Give thanks to the Lord for all things. And we're sitting here going, oh, all things? And it's like, all things. I even called him up on more than one occasion. Please remind me why I'm supposed to be giving thanks in all things. And he said, because that's the will for God, of God for you in Christ Jesus. Also, we're not only to praise the Lord, but we're to worship him. And one of the definitions of worship is to bow down. And that's why Jehoshaphat took his position of being bowed down. And sometimes during worship, more than one of us has either been led to be on our face or on our knees. And to me, when I see that happening, it's a blessing. Because I realize that the Lord is really anointing that person in that time. And that they're seeking the Lord. And that's what I mean by just giving it all. Just losing yourself in the Lord. Losing yourself in the praise and worship music, because then you can give it all to him. I'm just joyful for the fact that Andy's here. And you don't know how struggling it can be when the pastor says, I'm going, and somebody else is going to give the message, and it's like, Lord, do you really, really want me to do this? And one of the things that's always dear to my heart to speak to anybody on is praise and worship. And I wasn't getting serious confirmation during the course of this day, other than my many errands, listening to one of my Hillsong tapes, which is pretty well worn right about now. And I came to the door, and it was locked. And I turned around, and this young man was coming around the corner. And I said, okay, Lord, confirmation, thank you. He's a great praise and worshiper, because it comes right from the soles of his feet, right through. And I thank the Lord once again for the gifts he's given you. Hallelujah. Anyway, definition for worship, which is obedience and reverence and honor and service. Those are things that we all want to do. And we always say, Lord, that submission to you, service to your flock, those are, but we don't think of that as worship. We think of worship as singing. But actions are part of worship. And the Lord shows me all the time, sometimes by chastening me, when I don't do what I'm supposed to do or step out quick enough. Trust. And obedience is trust. That He is going to make it right even if we mess up a little bit. I mess up a lot. Thank you, Lord. When the Lord showed me the red ribbon on Sunday, when we were a small group meeting at the house, doing funky different things for the Lord, moving a candle from this place to that place, taking a cloth and covering something else, going out and digging out a vase from the cellar and bringing it up, or even as we still do now, taking a cloth and covering somebody or giving somebody a scarf and covering their head, giving them a wrap. Sometimes those things weren't as hard because we were in a very enclosed, tight situation, so it seemed okay. But here we are, a growing group, in a more open situation. Do I really want to go and do something that's that strange? That there are probably some people that don't understand that that's how the Lord works. Hallelujah. And so I went and got the ribbon, because the Lord has never shown me to take it out of the bag. And as I'm pulling it from the spool, I smashed my finger on that old fan in the corner and drew blood. Hallelujah. Okay, that's the enemy punishing me. I've got to believe it, Lord. I've got to believe that's the enemy punishing me for trying to obey you. And then, the pastor speaking of the blood and what the Lord had showed him earlier in the day. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you, Lord. I'm not saying this to puff myself up. I'm just trying to say obedience in every level is worship. And one of my other little sayings, I say hallelujah a lot, and I say it sometimes people kind of laugh at me because I'm saying it because it's not necessarily hallelujah, Lord, but it's hallelujah. And that's to remind myself. And I'd like to be able to give that out, to let people know that I'm not saying it disrespectfully, but I'm saying it to bring it into my spirit so that I really will praise the Lord. Just to get back to the music aspect, though, I really pray that the Lord instills in each and every one of you the joy of His praise and worship music, that it will get down deep into your spirit and bubble out your souls, the joy and the glory of God. Because joy is not necessarily the hee-hees and the ha-has and the jumping around, which we all can experience. And when you're feeling pretty low, you're saying, the joy of the Lord? Whoa, wait a minute, I don't feel any joy. But even if you can still stand and say, praise the Lord, that's the joy of the Lord in the hard spaces. And that's where the music comes in. Because there's been so many times over the years, I know personally, where if it hasn't been for praise and worship music, I don't know where I would have gone off to. And that CD I gave you tonight, Thank You for the Blood, songs about the blood, have just so released the Spirit of the Lord in a bad situation. And my singing these songs and out loud, it's like I can feel, but it's like a knowing, but I'll say it's like a feeling, that the enemy is scattered. Because I'm walking in the presence of the blood of Jesus. And in the music, when we come walking in the morning and the music's playing, I just pray that you just abandon yourself to the glory of the Lord and give Him the honor and the praise that is more than due Him. I remember a teaching that I heard a few years ago. I can't remember who it was, but when we sing what the angel sang, holy, 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 the teaching was that the reason that the angels sang holy, holy, holy was because the Lord was showing a new aspect of Himself to the angels each time, and each time they responded, holy. I mean, if you can just imagine a choir of angels and the Lord was just standing there, and each time they saw something new and wonderful about the Lord that they had to cry holy. I was like, holy, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are holy and you are worthy. And that's what praise and worship means to me. And I went online. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the computers. And I want to thank my sister Judy, right here, right now, for encouraging me back in 2000 about a computer. Didn't get one till 2001, but she encouraged me. And I was scared of them. I was scared of them. And now I don't know what I'd do without it. But I went on the computer when the Lord really gave me a piece about speaking tonight. Just to look up how many times to do a word study. How many times praise and worship, that we are to praise the Lord and worship the Lord or worship God. Over 300 times for praise and over 300 times for worship in the Bible. That's an awful lot to tell us to do it. So let me encourage you to continue or to start to praise and worship Him at whatever level you are at, and to just join with the angels and sing, holy, 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 for He is worthy. And Rick, could you turn on some more music before we close tonight? Because I think that we really should close with some praise and worship. Want the joy of the Lord to fall now. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. Want the joy of the Lord to lift me. Want the joy of the Lord to change me. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. It's time I started dancing over all these graves. It's time I gave you, oh my God, the highest praise. It's time to lift my voice, oh, and beg for this blessing to fall. I want the joy of the Lord to come down. I want the joy of the Lord to fall now. I want the joy of the Lord in my life. I want the joy of the Lord to lift me. I want the joy of the Lord to change me. I want the joy of the Lord in my life. It's time I started dancing.
stepping over all these graves. It's time I gave you, oh my God, the highest praise. It's time to lift my voice. Hey, come on, we gotta beg for this blessing to fall. Want the joy of the Lord to come down. Want the joy of the Lord to fall now. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. Yeah, yeah. Want the joy of the Lord to lift me. Want the joy of the Lord to change me. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. Oh, yeah. Want the joy of the Lord to come down. Want the joy of the Lord to fall now. Want the joy of the Lord in this life. Oh, my, yeah. Want the joy of the Lord to lift me. Want the joy of the Lord to change me. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. It's time I started dancing over all these graves. It's time I gave you, oh my God, the highest praise. It's time to lift my voice. Oh, I'm gonna beg for this blessing to fall. Want the joy of the Lord to come down. Want the joy of the Lord to fall now. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. I want the joy of the Lord to lift me. I want the joy of the Lord to change me. Want the joy of the Lord in my life. Want the joy to lift me, want the joy to change me, want the joy.